Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers. Throughout all of sports time, there's been a lot of cases where you ask the majority of fans and you're like, ah, this team's going to win, that team's going to lose. And yet the exact opposite happens. Herm Edwards had that great quote in a press conference many, many years ago of, you play to win the game. Has there ever been a game in your coaching career, your playing career, where you didn't go in expecting you were going
to
win?
No, you always expect to win. And even when you're, I mean, you might be playing, that phenomenal team, and maybe you're having a tough year, whatever it might be, but you always think this is the night as well. And that's the beauty of sports. And psychologically, that's where an athlete is. That's where a coach is. And you think that way all the time.
You've built on a program started by Vic Weber and RH. That's very process-based, that no matter who you're playing, the process is the same. You're going to do things the same way because that's the way that you get your team ready to win. Is that a hard philosophy to get buy-in from players or not?
No, it's easy. I mean, it's just a routine. It's called a routine, Schultzy. You have a routine in your life, and you stick to your routine. And once in a while, you deviate. There's no question. But we all have routines. People like routines. And, once in a while, again, like I said, we might tweak our routine, but it's not rocket science what we're doing right here. We're preparing a team to play, two games in a week. And obviously, again, you got to follow the same process. And I'm sure it's the same way in football, basketball. It doesn't matter which sport. It's just the way you do things.
I don't care if you're North Dakota back in the Herka Circus era or who you are. Beating winning four straight against teams in the top five or six in the rankings is hard to do. You can't have bad shifts. You certainly can't have back-to-back bad shifts. How important has it been in these last four games of stringing good shift after good shift after good shift?
Well, again, I think we're doing the little things better. There's a little more sacrifice in our guys. We're playing a little better defensively, and you and I have talked about, our defensive game, and that's what it takes. I mean, you gotta be dialed in. You gotta be dialed in every shift, that's the beauty again. That's the beauty of sports.
I've been asked this a bunch this week. Heck, I've been asked it a couple of times here in the press box already tonight. How the heck did you guys win last week, getting outshot 36-10, and yet you score four goals? It's a funny game.
Well, we might have given up 36 shots, but we had the grade A's were pretty darn close. And it was not a 36-10, shot differential like you would think as well. So, but, again, that's hockey, too.
More with Coach Ceratori when we come back on our pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. There was some talk this week, Tom, in the NHL of players that were saying, I kind of like the college style of scheduling where you're playing back-to-back nights. I've talked a lot with our basketball coaches this year that have experienced that for the first time of playing a team back-to-back. Obviously, Bemidji State doesn't want to come to Ferris twice in a year. You're going to come here and play two games. But what are some of the other pros and what are some of the cons of playing back-to-back nights?
I don't know. I've never really thought about it, Schultz, because, again, routine, this is what we do. I think the benefit is you're only preparing for one team, for the week. And when you are playing different teams, which I've done occasionally in tournaments and things like that, you don't worry about the second team until the night after or right after the game the Friday night. So, but I think, again, just preparing is a little easier. And that's probably the biggest difference.
But yet, you ask some of those East Coast coaches who spend maybe one or two nights a year in a hotel, it can be a big difference.
Well, yeah, but that's different what they're doing. I mean, a lot of times they're playing on a Tuesday or Wednesday as well. They're not playing necessarily Friday and Saturday's different teams. So they are once in a while, but more times than not, it's split games is what I'm getting at, and that makes it a little easier too from a geographic standpoint. And hey, I'd love that too if we had a footprint where we could just cruise in and out in a half hour and play somebody, or 45 minutes or an hour. That's a piece of cake, and you can do things different. But obviously where we are in the West, the footprint's a lot different, and this is what we have to do to get games in.
On to Ferris, they've got one win on the season, but yeah, they can score some goals. What have you noticed about them this year?
Well, again, they're a good hockey team. It's just like there is such a fine line between all teams, and that's, again, our sport is very unique that way. And they've got good offense. Again, their power play is close to 20%, and in a difficult building. And a lot of times they just haven't caught any breaks.
When you first started playing Ferris in league, You flat out admitted you were a little nervous coming into this place because the game is so different. It's so much faster here. The more that you've been able to coach here, the more that your players have been able to play here. How much of has that nervousness kind of gone away?
Well, I kind of like the games here. They're frantic. They're very chaotic. They're frantic games. They're fast, but they're fun. I mean, you can't predict what's going to happen next. And Travis and I were talking about this last year, and we actually brought it up again this morning. It's turned into a fun place to play because we know it a little better. And again, you just don't know what's going to happen next.
In this rink, where do quality shots come from that they maybe wouldn't come from in a wider or a deeper offensive zone?
Well, actually, there's not a bad shot in the house. I mean, anywhere in the offensive zone is a good shot. Take a look at the goal line. The goal line marker is inside the hash marks. I mean, there's just no corners right here, and you got to funnel pucks. And that's the biggest thing is shoot from everywhere, get pucks on net, and let things take over from there.
You've had a bunch of guys banged up over the course of the year. Anybody close to coming back?
I don't know. I feel bad for these guys. It's been week after week, and